Our reading today is taken from Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 9, and reading from verse 9 to 13. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." May God bless to us the reading of his holy word. Amen.
Calvary, greetings to everyone. Thank you for watching this sermon wherever you are. May the Lord bless you. We have just read a story of Jesus calling Matthew, one of the 12 disciples. During this time, Israel was under the Roman Empire, meaning it was colonized by Rome. At that time, Matthew was a Jew employed by the Roman forces to collect imperial tax from his fellow Israelites. Tax collectors were known for their corrupt exercises. They were charging extra tax for lining their pockets and for them to be rich as well, at the expense of their fellow citizens. Therefore, they were objects of hatred. I think if you are to, we are to give a reference of Jesus' parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee, you can see the hatred which was there between the Israelites and the tax collectors. So the title tax collector was associated with a sinner as a byword for everything that was wrong in the society, because they were continuously in touch with Gentiles. Therefore, ceremonially, they were unclean throughout. And Jesus also was called a friend of tax collectors and sinners. This was just a title which they gave him as a way of mocking him. It is remarkable that Jesus calls Matthew to be his follower, to be part and parcel of the 12 disciples whom he was with during the 3 years which he did his ministry on this earth. But Jesus did not call Matthew only to be among the 12 disciples, but he also called him to be the partaker of the inheritance of God. Jesus is interested in people like Matthew, regardless of the background. As I have said before, the tax collectors were regarded as people beyond salvation, and no prophet would like to be seen socializing with them. Everyone has gotten a background. Matthew had a background of being a tax collector. Peter is had a background of being a fisherman. And likewise, everyone has got a background. I don't know what a background is like, whether the background is bad, whether the background is good, but whether the background is bad, whether the background is shabby, whether the background is unacceptable, which makes you unqualified. The people may see you as if you are unqualified to be part and parcel of God's people, or to be part and parcel of inheriting God's inheritance. But the good news is that God qualifies those people who are unqualified for them to be partakers of the inheritance, of his inheritance. If I had to look, we are to look at the meaning of the word qualify. It may mean to be made sufficient or to be equipped with adequate power to do what you are supposed to do. I would like to use this supporting scripture from Colossians chapter 1 verse 12, which says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. I'd like to give this example. Let's say you want to go and watch football in a stadium where there are different sections to sit, and there's a first class where more money is to be paid. Then someone comes and pays that money for you. Even if you don't have money in your pocket, that person who pays that amount qualifies you to enjoy all the benefits of the first class. No matter you don't have money, but that person who pays for you qualifies you to be in that first class and to enjoy all the benefits of the first class. So don't allow anyone or someone to judge you according to what you have, because the qualification is not based on what you have, but based on the qualifier who has paid the full price for you. Christ has paid the full price for us, no matter what Matthew was doing. But the moment Jesus called him, he qualified him. The past was forgotten. The past, Jesus qualified Matthew to be fit for the job, to be fit to inherit the kingdom of heaven. That is what Christ did for us. If you get the ticket to be in the first class and allow the people to bully you in that first class, that is up to you. But the price has already been paid. Sometimes Christians may allow Satan to bully them, can allow some Christians to bully them, can allow even sometimes pastors to bully them, telling them that you are not qualified. But the price has been paid. Jesus Christ qualifies us. Jesus Christ has qualified us when he died on the cross. So we must participate in his ministry. We must participate in his vineyard, knowing that he has qualified us, no matter the background that we come from, no matter what we have done in the past. By accepting him as the Lord and Savior, he has qualified us to be the partakers of his inheritance. May the Lord richly bless the teaching of his word. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.